friend, is waiting to take us on a magical adventure.
Be prepared to help him. Down through the years, it has taken intelligence, courage, and a straightforward attitude to deal with such a delicate matter.
That's right.
F-word it all. That's right.
Don't be anxious.
Oh, fine. Take the Tylenol. As if that'll be enough.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Let's go.
Listen for the messages that are applicable to you.
Thrown together in a meaningless jumble.
Right now, we're in segment one, the introduction.
Yes,
you ready to begin?
The importance of listening cannot be underestimated.
And yet a tremendous amount of work remains to be done.
Is it legal?
Legal?
Well, it's our birthright.
Hey, kids. What the hell is that? You have found Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR in Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in tonight, playing the experimental and the avant-garde, the sound collage, radio art, audio data, and today an interesting bit of sound collage and an actual... complete show-long theme today. So you'll figure it out as soon as we get the ball rolling here. And we'll be hearing a lot of things from people like Negative Land. Hearing some stuff from... let me see here. I got a list for you. And... it's not there. From Big City Orchestra, got My Life at the Thrill Kill Cult, Psychic TV, Jarbo, Black Angels in there, Sig Sig Sputnik, amongst other things. So, okay, we'll start the themed show in just a moment here with the monochrome set and a track called Reach for Your Gun.
Monochrome Set's new album out today. It'll be interesting to see how it fares on the chart.
Pussy, pussy, what's behind your face? An IOU, sir, in an empty space. See how did it get there? I wanted out of sight, showing a fair. That's how it got there. And I
reach for my gun. Reach for my gun. Reach for my high.
Pussy, pussy, what's beneath your skin? A lover's potion made of angel's wings. See why the salty tears, for all the pain that I suffer here, I can't help the tears as I reach for my gun. Reach for my gun. Reach for my high. And if you could see the things I'm seeing. Your tail gone, so for a penny and a faithless song. Pussy, pussy, do you like my wreath? I like the flowers, yeah, but not the teeth. Well, no, not the teeth.
As I reach for my gun, reach for my gun.
Hey!
Start. End with Mr. Guns there. Steve Fisk, Emerging Nation excerpt. Let's get into a long sound collage here, starting with Negative Land.
I'll have you shot.
Have you lost your mind?
No, ma'am. Wilderness.
Guns.
Wilderness.
Guns.
Hey, Pa!
Guns.
Wilderness. Wilderness.
Bring him down! eye, fool.
What are we gonna do here?
Start closing in. I'll come in from this side.
What did you have in mind? What are you going to do?
I will resort to violence when I don't know what else to do.
You know, I don't want
around town with my Ingram, but I do have one, and I'm ready for it when it does come down.
It depends on if you have the gun.
I'm a firm believer one of these days I'm going to be able to stand.
Come on, people, let's all go.
You know, Posse Comitatus, they're a bigoted extreme group, but they kind of got the right idea.
Guns.
Police found the talk show host's body sprawled next to one of his cars just outside a garage.
In other words, if someone ransacks my building and I shoot them, I am a murderer.
In some instances, that is true.
I will resort to violence when I don't know what else to do.
Denver police say they found 10 spent shell casings near Allenberg's body. More news in a minute.
Suicides and war.
Who wouldn't want a gun?
Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides, and war.
Who wouldn't want a gun?
Protection.
Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides, and war.
For protection.
Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides, and war. Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides, and war.
For protection.
Hunting, murder, target practice, revolutions, robbery, suicides,
for protection,
and war. Hunting,
protection,
murder, target practice, revolutions,
protection,
robberies, suicides, and
protection,
war.
Protection, protection,
hunting, murder, target practice, and war.
Protection, protection. Don't shoot until he says so.
If
Russia
or something ever attacks this country, they've got shows out of it. What's right
wrong with
saying?
If you have the gun,
pull the trigger, do it, it's gonna fire.
Don't shoot until he says so.
We often hear guns don't kill people.
Well,
people kill people.
Do it now.
If you fire, then yes, sir, you will be held accountable for it because they are running away from you.
Firearm injuries have an extremely high fatality rate, and that's at 15 times the rate for knife assault. If you go at somebody with a knife, you're 1/15th as likely to kill them as to go at them with a gun. I think that's obvious.
If they're going to use their gun, is there anybody at all in the line of fire that could be hit?
These deaths would largely be replaced by non-fatal injuries if guns were not handy.
Okay, whatever.
And that's the point of all this. And that's the point of all this.
Now, let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, sound. Drawer open. Gun taken out. Quick of breach. Whirl of chamber. Bullets inserted in chamber. 3, 4, 5, and 6. Gun and drawer. Drawer closed.
People without guns injure people. People with guns kill them. That is true, sir.
Well, I have to admonish you in the fact that I was robbed. I shot the son of a bitch who
invaded
my apartment, and I have no charge against me whatsoever.
Come on in. Have a seat. Here, by the desk.
The woman is unarmed.
Here's a loaded gun. Take it.
Please put it away.
Take it in your hand.
No, I'd rather not.
No, it's very obedient. Fire, unless you touch it.
Well, then you didn't.
That's why you didn't have any charges. One touch of your finger, and you kill him. One little touch. Very delicate instrument, Jigger. There's a sense of power there. Feel it?
I guess I feel it.
You can give it back to me now.
You saw the woman drop the gun.
Look at the gun.
Please put it down. It makes me terribly nervous.
Do you have any money?
A little.
How much?
$5, maybe, and some change.
Give it to me.
Yes.
Now, why did you give me the money?
Because you asked me for it.
Because you were hoping I'd put down the gun? If I had said, yes, one kiss and I'll put down the gun, what would you do?
I suppose I'd give you
a kiss. That would be harder to give, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Kiss me.
but you could have shot her.
There. No, put down the gun, please.
No.
But you said you would.
I said nothing of the kind. And if I had said it, you would have been foolish enough to believe me. You can't trust a man with a gun. You'll help me, don't you?
Yes.
While you could give me money, there was hope. While you could give me love, there was hope.
I will resort to violence when I don't know what else to do.
And if I told you that right now, this moment, I'm going to pull this trigger and blow you to bits, tell me, what would you say?
Would you react to that?
Well, I'd try to talk you out of it.
What would you say?
I wouldn't know what to say.
Then I'd shoot.
53% said yes, you would shoot. 47% said no, you would not shoot.
I tell you about the electric chair.
Very little threat to a man about to kill. Later, perhaps, when he's running away, then he'll think about consequences, but not now. Now it's only kill. Now, what else? What else would you say?
I beg him.
He wouldn't listen.
I plead with him. I say, please don't kill me.
And if he still wouldn't listen?
Then I'd die.
Yes. She'd die. Or she could have shot you.
I think I'd better be going.
No. We've not even started yet. This, just a sample, boss. Have it if you want it.
Bravo.
If you did not shoot the woman, you made the right choice. But if she distracted you and you weren't watching the man, you are dead.
Guns.
12 gauge autoloader.
The red one. Middle.
That's a sighting.
Pump or oil?
F-16 from the United States. A 45 landslide with laser sighting.
It's a brand new. We just got them in. That's a good gun.
It's all here.
Just touch the trigger, the beam comes on, and you put the red dot where you want the bomb.
It's all here.
Do this.
Speaking from Mac-10.
Anything else?
From Israel. The Uzi 9mm.
Uzi 9mm.
It's all here.
Are your weapons, Gray?
It's all here.
This is ideal for home defense.
The Russian AK-47.
So, what shall it be?
All. It's all here. It's all here.
So is it.
It's all here.
Like fun, doesn't it? Well, rocking and rolling on full auto did a lot of fun.
They felt the women had been ignored.
I like the feeling of the...
Afraid of firearms when there's no more difficult to operate than a household or a client.
Post ammo letdown.
Hi, I'm Candy Chow, and I'm shooting the Ingram N10, or the MAC-10.
Guns.
This gun is one of the most well-known machine guns in the world.
Guns.
Not only because it has been featured in numerous Hollywood movies,
guns.
But also because it's spread underworld popularity.
Guns.
The MAC-10 is the weapon of choice because of its concealability.
Guns.
With this gun, even I can stop most of the bad guys out there.
Is really fast.
Guns.
It fires a 9mm round at a rate of 1,200 rounds per minute.
Guns.
That's like 20 shots per second.
Guns.
Not only that, it weighs 6.25 pounds and it's only 10.5 inches long.
Guns.
Hello,
guns.
My name is Julie and this is the M16.
Guns.
I'm shooting the MPK submachine gun.
This is a real gun.
Made in Germany.
Guns.
The MP stands for machine pistol.
This is a real gun.
This gun fires a 9mm cartridge at a rate of 550 rounds per minute.
Guns.
That's close to 10 rounds per second.
No more difficult to operate in a household of clients.
What surprises me is how easy this gun is to handle.
Guns.
I guess that's what makes it so much fun.
Guns.
The barrel on the MPK is 6 inches long, and I'm shooting it with a 30-round magazine.
Guns.
It weighs just 6.5 pounds.
Guns.
And has a clever folding wire stock.
Guns.
And those Germans really know how to make a machine gun.
Now, this is a real gun, not one of those wimpy machine guns.
I've never fired a gun before in my life.
Guns.
Let me tell you, once I got that machine gun in my hands, there was no stopping me.
Guns.
It's a block. I love it.
What a blast.
It's a block. It's a block. It's a block.
That was a blast. We started out telling a little history with a little music like Annie Get Your Gun and A Pioneer Dressed Woman. And the storyline developing through the dance hall girl who had to protect herself in various ways. All of these she's having very steel firearms. Then into the contemporary businesswoman in a business suit, the recreational woman.
I will resort.
A police officer.
We know criminals will always get guns.
The security guard.
Look at that gun before somebody gets hurt.
Stand back.
A woman clad in a bikini.
Stand back.
Okay, all right. Stop right there.
Stand back.
Where do you conceal the gun in a bikini?
Stand back.
Yeah. What do you expect? It's my first time ever fired a gun, much less a machine gun.
Guns.
I'll get
guns.
Hi there. My name is Lisa, and this is the H&K G3. Fine. G3 fires 7.62 NATO rounds at 550 rounds per minute.
Guns.
This gun really packs a punch. Wow. Look,
a lot of kick to that, I'll tell you. And demonstrated in the fashion show, even when the firearm was exhibited, about 90% of the people never even saw it or where it was. They just saw it appear.
Now, where else did you find places to conceal deadly weapons?
Well, there's Comrade General over there.
Firearms.
Hold on, Comrade General.
Okay.
There are lots of deadly weapons. We're only dealing with firearms.
Okay.
We're taking this from a defensive posture.
You want a bunch of business?
Ankle holsters. There were garter belt holsters. Midriff holsters, which are not unlike a tank top. And the holster's sewn into that. It fits underneath the breast area.
Hello. I'm Tish. I'm shooting the Thompson submachine gun.
Hi, how are you? I'm Denise from San Diego, California, and I'm going to show you how to shoot the AK-47 automatic rifle.
Guns.
The standard issue to the Soviet bloc armies, I might add.
It's a big gun.
This gun weighs 9 pounds, 7 ounces, and fires 600 rounds per minute.
Guns.
The 50-round drum is a lot of fun because you can just shoot and just keep on shooting.
Move the other window out. We have the shoulder holster, then the standard hip holster, and waistband holsters.
The horizontal shoulder holster was the perfect accessory for the businesswoman of the 80s.
Yeah, there you go.
What about ball gowns?
Yeah.
My name is Adrian. How are you doing today?
Guns.
I'm shooting the world famous Uzi submachine gun.
Guns.
I can just imagine stopping a group of terrorists in their tracks with this magnificent weapon.
Guns.
The Uzi is a bit heavy at 7.5 pounds.
Guns.
But
guns.
That gives it some heft and something to hang on to.
Guns.
There's something about having a gun in your hands and being able to control it.
Guns.
I don't know what it is, but all the girls talked about it. Anytime you want to go shooting, just give me a call.
What's next?
Put me on.
I really don't know anything about guns, but when the producer said I was going to be shooting the Uzi, I immediately recognized it as the gun the presidential secret service men carry under their coat.
What's next?
Put me on.
Do the firearms themselves come in the fashion colors?
Well, believe it or not.
Oh, no. This is trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. Just got a call on the radio for all units along the industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. You understand there has been a shooting. Thank you.
fan.
Killing.
going, that's what we're going to do. It might be your sister or it might be you.
Bye-bye shooting.
Sipping on the night train.
First gear.
Cruising down the interstate.
Second gear.
Smoking on the angel dust.
Third gear.
I think my head's about to bust.
Fourth gear.
Drive-by shooting.
Watch out for that pig.
In our car, we're gonna go, go, go. Gonna drive to a neighborhood, kill someone we don't know.
Drive-by shooting.
This is the way we get our thrills. We get in our car and kill, kill, kill.
Drive-by shooting.
Got myself a heavy date.
First gear.
Don't you know I can't be late?
Second gear.
I got myself a Smith & Wesson.
Third gear.
I'm gonna teach some folks a lesson.
Fourth gear.
Drive-by shooting.
And you make up your own special story.
On my own, hour after hour, sipping cocktails and reading Schopenhauer, living in a world without imagination, I see that hope is a lack of information. I turn my back, I shut the door, I lock the key. A prisoner in my home, but it's lovely to be free.
Look at me. I'll help you if you want me to. Don't be afraid. I'm blind, but I can see through your soul. And I can tell you're good. I can see the color of souls, and yours is white. That's why I'm here. I want to help you. Sure, I can. I will pray every day for you. From my dark well of loneliness, I will pray for you, so as to keep evil away. May heaven help you. Heaven help you. Heaven help you.
Good night for love. We'll be right back.
without is without in the nursery. Darkness is not dark in the nursery. Time is not time in the nursery. Sun becomes moon in the nursery. Special power invests the nursery. We protect our nursery.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Exquisite Corpse, the radio show. I'm DJ Bleak. We've been hearing a show I've entitled Exquisite Corpses, Cold Dead Hands. Starting the show with Negative Land. Actually, not with Negative Land. We had a monochrome set first off, and we had end with Mr. Guns from the Sounds of Disaster and something else in there. And we went on to Negative Land with Guns, and that was about a half hour there. Sig Sig Sputnik did Love Missile in there. We heard Big City Orchestra with Fire Enemy in there somewhere. We heard Rollins, Henry Rollins, the Rollins Band, or Henrietta Collins, as the EP was titled. To begin with, Henrietta Collins and the Wife-Beating Child Haters was the original title of this very strange and offensive EP from Henry Rollins and the boys. Drive-By Shooting is one of the less offensive songs on that EP. Goes way back to the 80s sometime. Boyd's Gift from Death in June and Boyd Rice, Together at Last, you know. And a little spoken word deal from them. And My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult did Burning Dirt. That's from Confessions of a Knife. And their little chant, Tonight We Murder. Who, why, murdered. Exquisite Corpse. Cold Dead Hands. Psychic TV in here with In the Nursery. From Dreams Less Sweet. Got Black Angels coming up. Another, or any three initials. Voodoo Church, Flipper, Specimen, Excerpts, Animals Within Animals will be coming. Chris Burke, more Negative Land, and People Like Us. Rounding out the show tonight with the rest of Exquisite Corpses.
Where'd you get that?
Cold Dead Hands.
Now, who wants the second one?
Well, you know music.
You can come.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now tomorrow night we have Foundation in Las Vegas and Cheek at the Backstage Lounge. The Goalers, Excessives, and Los Furios, and the Likely Lads, and Dirt and the Derelicts, Dirty and the Derelicts, Fatty Matty, and the Yellow Belts, and Rockpile at the Balmoral, and The Turn, and From Film to Paper at the Buffalo Club. Life Against Death and Acting Ensign in Cambodia and Sacroporia at the Cobalt tomorrow night as well. Blonde Redhead will be playing at the Commodore Ballroom with Midnight Movies, don't you know? The Rain and the Sidewalk and the Sheds and the Paper Boxes and the Ghetto Tiger at Hoko Japanese House. The October Trio will be at Ironworks. And Free Flow in the Kitchen will be at the Media Club tomorrow night. Also have Mark Robertson, Roz Bell at the Media Club. Frank Claussen, conductor, and Robert Rozek, violin soloist at the Norman Rothstein Theater. The West Coast Symphony putting that on for you with a little special guest. And let's see, Shakes and Snakeskin Cowboys and Blackbones at Pat's Pub, and Among the Betrayed and Civil Ruin at the Pick. I also have 420 Pot Metalheads Party with Typhus and Red Ant Army, Sinister Black and Freebase at Pub 340. Modelo's at the Railway Club. The Beach Boys at the Red Robinson Show Theater, so bring Rotten Tomatoes with you. And let's see, Mute Math, Cinematics, and Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, at the Richards. At Richards on Richards, so for now. Moving on now to Black Angels.
I can feel all of you. working now, Jingles.
Better put that fancy gun in your hand. You might need it.
All right. I'll take my gun.
Now we're going to have that talk.
Seeing this world as fantasy.
The difference between justice and murder.
Gosh,
what
excitement.
Go ahead.
I was right there listening. I just couldn't leave. I heard
both stories.
I'm sure
blood.
Feeling so numb, and I'm feeling so dead. It's just like someone's in my head. Like someone knew just what to do. Poison the masses and cats.
Running you.
slammed the hatch shut. Megatron quickly ducked
back inside
a shower of firepower. An hour of Autobots arrived,
letting loose, but even more.
Ha ha ha!
I went running down the stairs. Only problem was I missed the fourth step and went crazy.
But crazy happy.
Crazy happy. And I went running down the stairs. Only problem was I missed the fourth step and went crazy.
But crazy happy.
Crazy happy. And I went running down the stairs. Only problem was I missed the fourth step and went crazy.
But crazy happy.
Sycamore is open.
Aim. Fire.
That's how Sycamore opened. That's how Sycamore is.
Guns.
I say this somewhat quietly and without fanfare because...
How are you voting on the gun initiative?
Well...
I'm against it.
Because people who like their living green and private don't usually appreciate a lot of fluttering flags and cartwheeling clowns.
There are 17 million adults in California and an estimated 4 million handguns.
Well, that's not fair.
When no more can be sold... You can see that the majority of adults will be virtually prohibited from ever owning one.
When this vacation land is sold out.
That's right. Did you know it gives some people a special property right?
You mean my neighbor can have something legally that I can't?
So if you've always admired parts of Piedmont or Orinda...
Well, you could buy one, if you can convince someone to sell you his, and if you're willing to pay his price.
And regret you didn't buy there 10 or 15 years ago. Sycamore should have considerable appeal.
That's right.
It is a custom community of personalized
guns.
For the private pleasure of a limited number of families.
It allows people who already own handguns to keep them.
After all, you aren't going to find a finished big blue mountain lake in California that isn't full of boats and people.
Guns.
And surrounded by cars. This opening is just the beginning of something people will want a Sunday drive through for the next couple of hundred years.
Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. I was shot in the breast.
Aww.
And I know I must die. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. I was shot in the breast. And I know I must die. Come sit down.
Is for Alabama.
To hear my sad story.
M. Is for mother, the one that I love.
And I know why.
Is for ecstasy.
Come sit down.
R. Is for man.
To hear my sad story.
I
was shocked. In the breast.
There's a lot of it still.
And I know I see.
It's for Canada.
Come sit
the 51st
down.
State.
And hear my sad story. I was shot in the breast.
Okay. People Like Us and I Must Die from Wide Open Spaces with Matt Moss and Jet Black Hair People. I believe. We heard Negative Land with Sycamore in there.
Steal the gun in a bikini.
Chris Burke, Happy in Heaven, and Animals Within Animals, Firepower in there. A little excerpt from Specimen, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Flipper did Life is Cheap, Voodoo Church did Rest in Peace, Any Three Initials did Boom Boom Boom. We heard Black Angels, Sniper at the Gates of Heaven. Black Angels are coming in... next month sometime around I got a ticket here, let me tell you. They are coming on the May 25th. Thought so. May 25th. So I wouldn't miss them if I were you. Okay, we're about out of here, my friends. We got to get to some business though, since we've neglected it for so long. So very, very long. And well,
thunderstorms,
see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorm,
thunderstorm,
thunderstorm.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
And there's more. Just wait.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Thunderbird Radio Hell comes up next, and about 2 minutes left. Got a Coffin Break song for you now. I pulled out of the library. Haven't heard it for years, so I thought I'd play it today. Seemed appropriate, so goodbye. Check out the podcast at CITR.ca. Until next week, remember, the future is bleak. Goodbye.
Have you heard? The AMS has reopened the Sexual Assault Support Center. SASC has a great new location in rooms 119 A and B on the main floor of the sub, right across from McInnes Field. And we have full-time hours now, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call ahead and make an appointment to suit your schedule, or drop in whenever the need arises. The SASC works within a feminist, anti-oppression perspective to provide support in the form of one-on-one counseling, accompaniments, advocacy, information, and referrals to male, female, and trans-identified survivors of violence. We also provide support and information for survivors' friends, family members, and partners. All the services provided at SASC are free, confidential, and non-judgmental. We work with you to identify and support your decisions about your needs. For more information, call 604-827-5180 or visit rooms 119 A and B in the sub.
You're nice. Listening to CITR 101.9.